I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Shots were fired at Dalton, Georgia High School this morning. According to Dalton police, an employee of the school has been taken into custody with no injuries to him or anyone else. Police emphasize that no children have been injured in the incident. And Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans is asking law enforcement officials to investigate whether Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle violated state criminal and ethics law for his threat to kill a lucrative tax break for Delta Airlines unless it restored business ties with the National Gun Group. According to the AJC, Evans is urging Attorney General Chris Carr to determine whether Cagle broke bribery and extortion laws. Evans argued in a letter to the Attorney General that Cagle could have violated ethics laws that make it illegal for officials to offer special favors or privileges. She also said Cagle could be violating criminal law if he receives campaign contributions from the NRA. Today is crossover day at the state capitol, the last day for bills to be passed in either the House or Senate in order to stay alive this legislative session. One of the issues that will be considered is a gun control law that would end the state requirement to purge records of those unwillingly committed for mental health treatment after 5 years. A medical marijuana bill is also on the table. It would allow patients to use the drug to treat intense pain. Legislators are expected to work late into the night debating various bills. GPB TV's lawmakers will have updated coverage tonight at 7, and a live stream from the Capitol will be available at gpb.org. Governor Nathan Deal announced today that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has completed outer harbor dredging at the Port of Savannah. That marks the midpoint of the Savannah Harbor Expansion Project, which deepens the outer harbor to 49 feet at low tide, 56 feet at high tide. Deal says his FY 2018 budget calls for an additional $35 million for the project. Meanwhile, President Trump earmarked an additional $49 million in his 2018 budget request. Georgia's congressional delegation is working to increase funding to over $100 million per year in order to keep the project on schedule. Over the next 10 years, Georgia Ports Authority plans to invest roughly $2 billion in new cranes and terminal infrastructure to handle the increased cargo volume that will come with the harbor expansion. Members of the film and television industry gathered at the state capitol yesterday to celebrate the industry's $9.5 billion impact in Georgia. In a video shown during the Film Day event, actor Jason Turner thanked the legislature for continuing the film tax credit that has brought many productions to Georgia.
I would just like to say thank you to Governor Deal and the Georgia General Assembly for allowing the industry to grow and blossom as it has here. It's really made a difference for me. It's allowed me to stay home at Georgia while still pursuing my career as an actor.
This year's Film Day comes as some in the industry raise concerns over an adoption bill in the state legislature that would allow adoption agencies to turn away LGBTQ couples on religious grounds. Well, the search continues for a doctor who went missing after leaving his office at the CDC 2 weeks ago. Timothy Cunningham was last seen on February 12th after he reported to work, but left early, telling co-workers he didn't feel well. Atlanta Police Major Michael O'Connor said that although Cunningham was disappointed about being passed over for a promotion, they don't believe that has anything to do with his disappearance.
We'll probably re-canvass his house neighborhood in the wooded area. We may go through there with an additional team of dogs, and we continue to follow up on the numerous Crime Stopper tips and other tips that have come in.
O'Connor says Cunningham left his home without any personal belongings. He also left his dog behind and a cryptic message to a neighbor. Well, Georgia Pacific plans to tear down a vacant plant in Brunswick to pave the way for future development. The Brunswick News reports the demolition is expected to take about 4 months. The plant made gypsum wallboard for nearly 80 years. It closed in 2009 as demand for construction materials declined during the Great Recession. And Georgia ranked 31st this year on the U.S. News & World Report's annual Best States list. That's up from 36 last year. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Georgia's strong points included fiscal stability, economy, and infrastructure. It did not fare so well in the categories of education, crime and correction, and health care. Overall, Iowa topped the list, while Louisiana earned the bottom spot. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.